I'm curious about your thoughts about the duration of endocrine therapy. And particularly, I'm interested in your thoughts on the data from the MA17 trial that's been presented over the past year, with data coming out on patients who originally were randomized to placebo and then got delayed letrozole.
Well, I think the interesting thing about what was presented in San Antonio was the falling hazard ratio during the 5 years of letrozole treatment. So this excludes the patients who were switched over after the data were analyzed. So they only looked at those who had, by the time that the study was closed, there were a number of patients who had already been on letrozole for up to 5 years, many of them less, but some of them out to 5 years. And what they found was, and this is very important, potentially very important, is that the hazard ratio, that is the benefit for letrozole, seemed to increase more and more and more the longer the patient was on the letrozole. So that initially, the hazard ratio was 0.6. That means that during the first couple of years of the letrozole, it reduced the risk of recurrence by about 40%. But by the time of the fifth year, it was down to about 0.2, a tremendous reduction in the risk of recurrence for the letrozole-treated patients. So that has, I think, real implications. If, in fact, it's true, it'd be real interesting to see other studies look at their data as well. But it may be that this may be a clue that one of the best strategies, at least for a certain subset of patients, might be tamoxifen first, followed by an aromatase inhibitor, in the sense that those patients who fail and still have viable tumor cells after 5 years or 3 years of tamoxifen may be set up to respond to aromatase inhibitors and may show an increasing benefit to them over the subsequent several years. So it'll be interesting to see a follow-up of these trials. I think that was the most interesting thing presented about MA17, was this declining hazard rate, meaning more and more improvement for letrozole compared to placebo over time.
And has that been looked at in terms of upfront AIs?
Not that I know of. I was hoping that it might. Maybe other groups like the ATEC trial are going to do it now. I haven't seen the data at least presented in that way. That type of data is probably hidden in some of the things that they've published. If you just look at it carefully, I haven't done that. Even if it doesn't happen in that setting, it doesn't mean it doesn't happen after a period of time on tamoxifen. Because we know that tumors that become resistant to tamoxifen, several things happen. And we published this in 1984. That is, about half of the tumors that are resistant to tamoxifen have lost expression of progesterone receptor. That would suggest that many of those are also having an increase in growth factor receptor activity as the cause, causing progesterone receptor to be negative. And in fact, if our laboratory studies are right, those are the tumors that would be expected to benefit most from an aromatase inhibitor. And therefore, over time, you might see increasing benefit to an aromatase inhibitor after tamoxifen, but not instead of tamoxifen.
In patients who do start out initially on an aromatase inhibitor, what do you think should be done when they get to 5 years? And what do you think the trials are going to show looking at the issue of extending the duration?
It's pure speculation now. I'd like to think that outside of a clinical trial, you have to use your best judgment. I would say, and this is what I do, but I have no data for it other than just sort of putting the pieces together, is that if you've decided to give 2 or 3 years of tamoxifen and then switch to an AI, certainly for node-positive patients, I give them 5 years, not 2 to 3 years as the trials were done of that duration suggested. That's just based on the data from MA17 that showed 5 years was pretty good and maybe over time the benefit increases. There are no data for that. There's no studies yet, but just sort of inferring from the data we do have, that's what I do in node-positive patients. That is, I switch them after 2 or 3 years on tamoxifen and then continue for 5 years on an aromatase inhibitor. I do that only in the tumors that are estrogen and progesterone receptor positive. For the PR-negative patients, I start them immediately on an AI based on the ATAC data. May not be right in the long term, but that's all we have right now. So I don't know what to do after 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor. That's, you're getting into a problem there of long-term side effects that haven't been well defined. There's problems of osteoporosis. There's problems of atrophic vaginitis. There's problems of this musculoskeletal and joint stiffness and joint pain that people don't like. That's much more common than was reported in the initial studies, I believe. So I have not been continuing aromatase inhibitors beyond a total of 5 years. I think we need to wait the results of the studies.